Are you tired of that one person that always stirs up drama on D&D nights? Click on the link in the show notes to learn about a workshop experience that might be for you.
Welcome to The Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
With all that information under our belt, let's dive into the mechanics of gnomes. So gnome traits, you know, some of what you get as a character when you decide to play a gnome.
Right. So gnomes are one of those that do have sub-races. So this is just the stock build, the straight from the factory build,
right.
For gnomes before you choose your sub-race. But
your base model.
Yeah, this is the base model. This is the factory setting. The ability score increase, your intelligence score goes up by 2, which is great because I don't think there's a ton of like core races that do that for intelligence. Lending itself towards wizards because mm-hmm. it's the only class that just needs to have intelligence before we got the artificer, which is now really great and works so seamlessly, wonderfully well with gnomes.
Mm-hmm.
So your intelligence score goes up by 2. And then age, they mature about the same rate as humans. And they're kind of considered adults, though, around like 40. But
that
they
sounds
can
about
live.
Right for millennials.
Yeah, well, or old Gen Xers like myself. But they also can live 350 to 500 years. And what do we say? The elves could live like 7 to 1,000, something like that, about 10 times. So they're one of the longer lived races, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm.
And then for alignment, typically they're going to be good with leaning towards chaos. But I think they also could learn towards law as well because of the systematic way of building. But it does seem like their building process is a little bit chaotic. So I think with that excitability and the risk taking and the pranks and things that they like to play as part of their personality.
Reminds me a little chaotic. Bit of the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland.
A little bit, but not quite
so mad.
There's
a very clear system to the tea party.
Oh, yes.
But what on earth is it?
Yeah. So working with a gnome is like playing a game of Flux, where you're just like, all right, I guess these are the rules now. So alignment. And again, remember, alignment is there for to help you, not for you to slave under it. So use it as you will.
I think it's important to mention, too, in the player's handbook, it specifically calls out that it's really rare for gnomes to be malicious.
Yeah.
By nature. And so I think if you did want to play a character that's more on the evil side, or your character ends up leaning that direction as you are playing, to really think through what could have been so terrible or so grievous about their experiences that would have swayed them to that mindset. Because it's really, really untypical to see that.
Yeah. It would be really, and I mean, honestly, it'd be awesome for some great role play. Like, what could break a gnome? Like, that's a story I want to hear. That sounds awesome. So, yeah. But if you're typically the grim, dark edgelord person, maybe not gnomes, although you're welcome to try. That sounds rad. Then size, between 3 and 4 feet tall, average about 40 pounds. Their size is small.
Is that the same as halflings?
Yeah, just about. I think
so. They're not smaller than, they're kind of like eye to eye with halflings,
yeah.
If you're trying to visualize it.
Yeah,
I thought gnomes were smaller for some reason.
Yeah, I'll have to look and see, but I think they're pretty comparable when it comes to halflings. I'm going to look right now. But then, of course, their speed is going to be 25, like most.
Short little legs.
Yeah, short little legs, like most small races and dwarves. So halflings are about 3 feet tall, so gnomes could be a bit taller.
Interesting.
But the weight is about the same.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah, and they also have dark vision, which is nice. So they can see up to 60 feet in dark in darkness, shades of gray as usual.
What about their race grants them the dark vision. Because I know with certain characters, it's like, oh, they grew up in the Underdark or something like that. So what would you say about their history would give them that particular trait? Because that seems a little bit out of character. If they're out adventuring, having fun, exploring, like, how would that kind of have evolved over time?
Right. And we didn't really dive into this earlier, but they are typically subterranean creatures, but not like the dwarves, more like the halflings. So they're not going to build giant towers. They're going to have homes built into, like, berms and caves and things. And so they do like to be underground, but they don't stay underground as long as dwarves do. They're not as, you know, agoraphobic as those might be. So, but they do tend to enjoy living underground as opposed to, you know, up in the air in a high rise building or something.
Right.
And then they have gnome cunning, so they get advantage on all intelligence, wisdom, and charisma saving throws against magical effects.
That's pretty darn good.
It is really good. Again, if you're going to play them as a wizard, that's phenomenal. Because they're just elusive and erratic. And then, of course, they can speak common and gnomish. And gnomish uses the same dwarven script for a lot of the same reasons.
Right. So, I mean, like you said, if you're playing a gnome, you're erring on the side of essentially knowledge. Like, that's where you're heavily weighted is the intelligence as well as the likable charisma side. So that's kind of where a lot of these traits are coming in. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode of The Compendium. If you haven't already done so, it would really help us out if you took a moment to subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review. Jason and I really enjoy creating this content, and it definitely helps boost our charisma modifier every time we see a 5-star rating pop up. The Compendium is actually also on Patreon, so if you like listening, that is a great way to help contribute to the content that we create. New episodes are available every Tuesday and Friday, or Monday and Thursday if you're a patron on our Patreon account. And you can always keep up with us between episodes by following us on social media. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time.